Okay, yeah. My website is www.angelspiritualconnection.com. My web store is www.cafepress.com/angelstreasure. You can also get me on MySpace as AngelBaby2298. And you can get me through Our Spiritual Connections, which is www.ourspiritualconnections.com.
Very good, very good. And you're available for private consultations, and you hang out in Pal Talk Chat where people can get a reading for free. You also do free readings and chat for your friends and the ones that come in, right?
Oh, all the time over on Pal Talk. I'm either in Footprints with Butch, or I have my room open, which is Angel's Relief.
Right, and everybody is welcome. Everything is free. There's no hard sell. You can just go in there and make some friends and listen to the readers read and enjoy yourself. That's what I do when I'm relaxing. I'll go in there for hours and just sit and listen to the other readers work. I enjoy it.
Oh, I do the same thing.
Yeah,
I love Pal Talk.
It becomes like a family. I can't believe the people I have met and how it's affected my life. It's amazing. It really is. It's a book. You could write a book about it.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can very well.
Yeah, not only on chat, but on the psychic chat. The psychic part of chat, it's amazing and how big it is and how many people are really involved and connected to it. And we're a part of it. I come from there, so you will hear about this part of my life. That's where I started. That's where I come out of the closet. That's where the whole journey began in Yahoo Chat, the psychic realm. All right, Georgette, I believe we covered everything that we wanted to get out there, unless there was something you wanted to say to the audience. You got a message or anything you want to say, Georgette? Any causes, any charities? What do you got going on? Nothing? You want to just jump into readings or how you feeling?
Let's just jump into readings.
You ready to read?
I'm ready to read.
All right. Don, if you have any calls, we'll start the readings and give the audience what they came to hear. Free readings. Don? Hello. All right. I'll get the number out there, folks. If you want a free reading, give us a ring. We're ready to take calls. It's 1-USA, toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Call for your free reading. Georgette.
Yes, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great. You like being on radio?
I'm hitting your...
Hello? Oh, yeah, I bet. You're going to love it. Hi, caller.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. What's your first name?
Josephine.
Josephine?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Josephine.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the show and me read, I hope, and I'll just jump into your reading.
Yeah, could you just jump into my reading?
Yeah, I'll give you a general reading. You know, people want questions, but usually I can answer the question with a general reading, and it cuts down on the footsteps.
Yeah, I'd like to know what's going on in my life. And
okay, no problem. Well, I mean, I'm just focusing on, like, tuning in on the radio. I got to take the dial and twist it back and forth in my head a little bit.
Okay.
And then I start hearing some noise. Okay, Josephine, I'm hearing parties and celebrations with you.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason. I don't know what's going on, but I feel like you're going to be celebrating something now. I feel like it might even be like a wedding or an engagement. I don't know if it's you or somebody close to you or family.
Hmm.
But I feel like there's going to be some kind of an announcement or a gathering, and I feel like I should go. I feel like I'm going to get invited, and I want to go because I feel like there's some healing there. It makes me feel good, and I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
And they're rocking a new baby for me here, so...
You think there's a new baby coming in or already a new baby?
Either one that just came or there's one coming, but there's something with new baby here.
Yeah, there was a new baby.
There was?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, she had a little boy, yeah.
Good, very special baby. Is it a family member?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good at that. That was on it.
Good. That was, they're rocking the baby, and they're saying just tell her about the baby, and there's a blessing there, and all is well, and there's some celebrating there, too, and it's warming the family. Like, it was good for the family. There was just warmness and healing all around.
Yeah, it was.
And if somebody needs to move or talking about it, there may be a move or relocating. Or
oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, somebody got to move?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what I'm
hearing. That's right. As a matter of fact, that's me. That's me and one of my sisters.
Very good. It's going to be a good move, and that's going to work for them, I'm hearing to tell them.
You think I'll get a house out of that?
I'm feeling very happy. I'm getting what I want with the relocating, and it's a good thing for me.
Okay. Yeah, so, I need to relocate it, but I was hoping for a house.
Okay, are you planning it or thinking it?
Would you say?
Were you planning on moving? And?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm planning on it, but you know.
Okay, and it's slowly going to come together. You're going to relocate, I believe.
Oh, my God, thank God.
Okay, I believe you're going to relocate, and you're going to get what you want. I'm hearing tell her she's going to get what she wants.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm only just repeating what I'm hearing in my head.
Oh, my God, that sounds great.
And I'm hearing a voice say, tell her there's a relocating and she's going to get what she wants. But I feel like there's other relocating, too, maybe people around you.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's going to go well for them, too.
Oh, that's good. Oh, my God, I got to call and tell her then.
Okay.
Because she's been looking around for another apartment or a place or whatever, because the situation she's in, she's not too happy with it.
Right.
And it's really weird that you said that, and it's really weird that you said her twin sister daughter had a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm just picking up on things around you. Everything stays, like, floats around us like satellites.
Oh.
Conversations and feelings and emotions and and people and... So if you just had a conversation with somebody about moving and it meant a lot to you and they left the room, I would come in and say to you, why are you thinking about moving? I'm hearing moving around you.
Oh,
so I'm just validating some of the experiences that you've been having.
Yeah,
and then they give me advice on whether it's going to be good or not, and I feel like it's going to be good all the way around.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So she's going to do well, too, with the move.
I'll get a new car.
And... But I'm hearing to say don't rush into anything. Don't jump on the first thing.
Okay.
So there might be a couple of offers for her and for you. And I don't want to rush into the first thing. I want to sleep on it.
Okay,
especially when it comes to moving. And I'm also hearing that something with a child, some good news with a child. I don't know if there's maybe a youngster in the family or a neighbor that's having a problem with a child, but... There's some blessings being given to that.
Oh, my God,
and then something
that's
with education and passing of studying. Somebody's studying or...
Oh, my God, yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm hearing that don't worry that they're going to pass the test. You're going to pass the test with the
studies.
Oh,
my God, shoot. You scare me now. My niece just had a... She's going to school for law school.
Oh, I believe it's special, and it's going to be good. It's going to pass.
Well, good
pass.
For her.
And it's going to lead to other things, too, furthering career and studies with her.
Oh, my God.
So, and it's going to go, her dream is going to go the way she wants it to go.
I got to tell her that then.
Yep. And then there's some work issues and financial issues, and I'm hearing they're going to move forward for you. Slow, but forward.
Yeah.
And you're going to be okay money-wise and financially. Now, Josephine, I'm going to turn you over to Georgette. She's reading with me today, and she'll give you a little bit of what she's feeling for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mike. Georgette.
Hi, Josephine.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, the first thing I heard was that you need to take action on something, and you got to trust your gut instinct. It's something there is going to work out great for you.
Oh, thank God.
All right, now, are you married or somebody around you getting married?
No, I'm not married. Somebody might be getting married around me, but I wish it was me, but it's not me.
Well, I'm seeing wedding rings. So there's going to be an upcoming marriage, but somebody has got to, now I'm not sure if it's you or someone close to you, but somebody's got to let go of their past.
Oh, my God, that's right. That's right. Yep. There's somebody, yeah, that's right. that's a good one. We tell this person all the time to stop living in the past, and that's all they do is to stay in the past. You're right about that.
Okay, I also see prosperity coming your way. You just gotta follow your guidance on this one because I see money coming to you.
Oh, thank God! I hope so. I hope so. Do you see anything floating around my crib? I mean, inside my house or anything? Do you see any negative vibes or energy around my house or inside my house or anything? Maybe. Maybe not.
You're getting a little low, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you see any negative energies around my house or inside my house or anything?
No, I don't see no negative energy around you or anything right now.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Y'all scaring me today, but it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's a beautiful thing. Wow. It's making my, woo.
Were you done, Georgette?
Pardon me?
Were you done, Georgette? Georgette.
You know, I see school.
You see
school? Is somebody going to school?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, because I see whoever this person is, that there's a big personal growth with them, and
uh-huh.
I see it working out real good.
That's good. Yeah, she needed it. She's been out there for a while, and then she decided to go to school. That's great the way you picked that up. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That sounds good. Y'all been right on it for me today.
Very good.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Very good. Were you done, Georgette?
Yes, Mike. I'm done, hon.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Georgette.
Man, you made my day.
Thank you, Georgette. Tell your friends about us. BBS
I sure
Radio.
Will.
BBS
I sure
Radio.
Will.
It's the biggest, the best internet radio station on the planet.
Well, if you keep doing this, you're going to be bigger than that. I'll
okay.
predict that for you.
Very good. Thank you, Georgette.
Thank you, Georgette. Okay, well, thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Georgette, and thank you, Josephine.
Okay.
Tell your friends about us.
I sure will. Thank you.
Hey, you rent a thoughts. Call us now. Michael Goger. www.michaelgoger.com if you want to know more info about me or what's going on. You're listening to your Inner Thoughts. I'm your host, Michael Goger. It's a talk show, a psychic talk show. Very good, Georgette.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Okay.
I just followed your lead.
You did great. Hi, Carla. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And how are you, Michael?
Good. You sound great. Nice and loud. What
thank
kind of
you.
Phone you got? I want to get a phone like you got.
Oh, that's just a little cell. What can I say?
Yeah, really? It's a cell phone?
Uh-huh.
No kidding. Wow. It's interesting, the different phones, how they... Okay, what's your first name?
First name is Beth.
Michelle?
No, Beth.
Beth, I'm sorry.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay,
okay,
what part of the world, Beth?
I live in Arizona.
Arizona, very good. I'm making a lot of friends in Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm making friends all around the world. It's fantastic. I love the internet. Global, nothing like it. Beth, wow, I'm feeling very spiritual for some reason all of a sudden. I feel like I'm in a church. And I need some advice. I feel like I'm being advised by a group or a church, or I'm involved in a group, a church, organization, or strange feeling. Does this make sense, why I would be feeling like this, Beth?
Yes, actually. It really does.
Okay.
I'm from Powell. I'm in Angel's Room.
You what?
I'm in Angel's Room right now.
Oh, she's in my room.
Oh, she's... So, all right, no wonder you're surrounded by spiritual matters.
Yes, and sure. And spirituality is very important to me.
Yes, it is. You're surrounded with it. Advisory level. So I feel like I can advise. You might even be a reader, I believe, or could be. Or you just, that's what you think about and that's where you hang out. But
I do readings, so.
Okay,
in fact, I do readings with Mommy, with Angel. I do them.
Okay, because I'm hearing advisor in spiritual matters. So,
yes.
And you should do well. You're doing well, and I would continue it. I feel like I'm heading into also with success. I feel like I'm going to do well with it. If that's what you want, I believe it would take care of you and expand.
Good.
I'm also feeling that I have other advisors that I listen to. I rely on them, and they're guiding me, and I want to listen to their advice.
Okay.
And they may be more experienced. They're older, and they've been at it longer, but somebody's guiding, or I will meet somebody to guide me, and I want to listen to them.
Yes.
And the advice and info will benefit me. So I feel like I'm either going through it now or for the next 30 days, listen to the people that you really have faith in. Any health issues are being healed, I feel.
Okay.
Like a hand waving in front of a health issue. So if there's anybody in your realm that hasn't been feeling well or you've been exposed to it, I feel like you're going to have some improvements there. So that's good news.
Good.
I'm also feeling that friends. I got good friends, and I love my friends, and I interact with my friends, and there's going to be more of them. They're going to be important for some reason. Not only in all parts of your life, not only internet, but in the real world, too, people around me and my friends.
Yes.
A relationship being very happy. I don't know if it's just been a wedding or an engagement, or if two people just came together, or there's an anniversary. But I'm getting a lot of warmth and love and happiness, and even I believe it's your relationship. But if you're not in one, there could even be one starting or coming to you. And if you're in one, it's going to definitely improve and continue to be filled with love. Any business thing that you might have started, I feel like I got a few ideas, or I just started something, and.
Yes.
That's going to go well. I feel like even if it's a little slow, don't worry. Just hang in there. It's one of those things where time is on your side and you can let it mature and get more active. So don't, you know what I mean? It's going to, an enterprise, startup or a project or an enterprise, even a business of some kind. But it's
good. It has been slow, so it'll be good for me. And I've always felt positive about it, even as
oh, yeah. There's definitely an increase coming. And it's solid. It's slow for sure, but it's solid, and you got the time. With you, too, a new baby for some reason. Looks like it's baby day, I guess. There's somewhere out there around you. If you're trying, or somebody close to you, or family, I just feel like you're going to bump into it, so...
No, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I feel like
I have a couple of friends who are pregnant.
It could be that. I feel more family, but let's see. It'll be interesting anyway. But it could be the friends if you're close and you're talking about it. And also, there's talent, too, Beth. I feel like I can work with children or teach I want to explore that part of yourself. There could be... something there for you, doing something with the younger generation, training and teaching or arts or crafts. I just feel like there's a something there for you, and it would be good for you.
Okay. I recently started with some Reiki lessons, so maybe that's what you're feeling.
The Reiki I'm picking up on, and that would be the business and even livelihood with it. Unless you're going to be doing, so I just feel that I don't know if it's volunteering with kids or you got some teacher in you. Maybe I don't know. Just kind of like write it down. And
I teach a class online.
What's that?
I do teach a class online.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what I'm hearing. The teacher.
Yeah.
Maybe the children is the energy, the spiritual energy, perhaps. But I'm hearing teacher. And
yeah.
There's talent there, and it's going to expand also, so an increase for you.
Good.
And I feel like I'm going to go somewhere, too, soon, maybe a little journey, a day away or a weekend, maybe, some plans.
Yeah, and 2 weeks.
Yeah, between now and I was going to say within the next 30. And
yeah.
I'm feeling good with this, too. I feel happy with it and enjoying it. I feel like I'm going to meet people or visit people, and interacting with other people is going to be important. It might even be why I'm doing it. And then it kind of, let's see.
That's very true, actually, Michael.
Yeah. And visitors, and then it seems like a chain reaction, like maybe they return the visit, and then somebody visits you, or it could be...
Yeah, somebody is coming to visit me in 2 weeks, and we're going to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. It's either the same thing, a chain reaction, or different circumstances, you visiting somebody, and then somebody visiting you, and it's all good, very good. I'm getting surprising news, interesting news. It's very... I'm enjoying myself. And liking what's going on, so it's a good thing, and enjoy it. And there's some surprises, good news, good surprises.
Good.
And then there's information about work and business coming through, some things I'm waiting for, things I want to do. Even some people from the past, old friends I'm getting, contacting you, maybe something you haven't seen in a while coming into your realm also. And then something with property, too. I don't know if it's real estate, or buying, selling, or moving, but there's... I'm interacting with property issues, too, and doing something with that. So between now and fall and into September, you're going to be busy and creating, moving forward, successful.
Good.
Yeah, everything going the way you want it to go. Beth, let me turn you over to Georgette and see what she can come up with for you.
Okay, great.
It's been a pleasure, Beth.
Thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasure when I speak with you.
I hope I helped you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Georgette.
Hi, hon. You know, the first thing I saw with you is victory. Something's coming to a fruition with you. I mean, you got something that you wanted or you're going to do, and there's victory there.
Okay.
All right, You know, you have an important life purpose here, and it has to do with communication. The only thing is you got some insecurities with it. Push
okay.
those insecurities away. You can. I know you're good. You're good at your communications. You're good at your readings. There's really nothing to be insecure about with that one, because I see it all coming together.
Yes,
you just need to ask Archangel Gabrielle to guide you, and she's going to be there for you no matter what.
Good. I need to know that, too.
Well, just follow your guidance of your heart, and I see everything prospering great for you.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear that, Georgette.
Well, I'm glad I can help you.
Very good, Georgette.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Beth?
Thank you both.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Good luck with everything, Beth.
And blessings to you both.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Will do. Thanks,
yep.
Michael. Thanks, Georgette.
I will be in Pal Talk forever. Preparing and making plans and having things change on me. So the folks in Pal Talk, I will be coming. I will probably have my room in the radio and TV section. because I am promoting my show, and it makes sense, right? So, and I will announce it through my Yahoo group and my mailing list when those shows start, and I'm going to... I miss it. I enjoyed the chat rooms. I loved doing it. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine?
Mm-hmm.
What part of the world, Janine?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas.
Yep.
Great. Isn't it fantastic? You can go from Canada to Arizona to Wichita, Kansas. All right, Janine. Relax. You feel like you're mad or nervous, are you?
Yes.
I can feel it. Ooh. Relax. Belly breathe. Belly breathe. Because I feel money coming and money getting better. So that's the first thing I'm hearing. But that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
No matter how you're feeling, it's always a good thing to hear.
Yes.
And I feel like in your case, there is a beginning here. So I feel like you're right on the verge of something, Janine, a new job or something coming through for you financially.
That'd be great.
So are you looking for work or what's going on?
Yes. I've been sending out some resumes, but I haven't had any feedback on any of it yet. Also, I don't know if my roommate is going to decide to stay or move out or what he's going to do.
Okay. I can feel the moving, so I feel like the roommate may go. If he's been talking or planning, you may see that go through.
Okay.
It might be something you have to deal with. Okay. Money-wise, job-wise, I feel like I'm a week away from something coming through, either a phone call, email, or a letter saying, come on in, or
mm-hmm.
we want to talk to you. So,
mm-hmm.
okay. And then I feel like that may even set off him leaving, even, or... It may go into that now. Let's see. Relationship, it seems like, did your money's mixed? Did you count on his money or rent or something like this? Or
did my what?
Is he renting off you? Or you?
Yes.
You want him to go, but you don't want him to go? I feel like it could, you know, hurt you financially in a way, or it could be at
yes.
a bad time.
If he leaves, then I have to sell my house. I can't make it on my own.
That's what I'm hearing, and that's what he wanted me to go to. Interesting. For some reason, he doesn't leave at a bad time. I hope that helps you.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like if he does leave, you're working and doing okay money-wise, or you know you can make it.
Okay.
Because of what's coming in is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Okay. So at least I can leave you with that. I mean, it's not like he's going to leave you in the middle of a disaster.
Mm-hmm. My house needs a lot of work, and in order to get it ready to sell, and I don't have any money, and I don't know. I don't
money.
Know what to do.
Yeah, money is definitely an issue with you.
Yes.
And something will come through for you, I'm hearing. I'm hearing sales and communicating for some reason. I don't know what field you're in or what you do, but it may be in that area, the office or...
Right now I'm a receptionist.
it doesn't
pay well.
Yeah, maybe something for media, maybe. I don't know what's in your area, but I'm feeling like it's something with sales and advertising and promoting and media. Or just keep that in mind. Communication
mm-hmm.
equipment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But either way, I'm just trying to see where it was going to come from. But either way, it's coming to you, and there's going to be a beginning, and you're going to do well.
Okay.
Let me see. The employer's going to like you right off the bat. There's going to be a liking. I don't believe your man friend will leave. you in a mess. I believe if and when he does leave, it will be when you're okay and you know you can make it. I'm hearing a job. It's going to be a good job. I feel like the money is going to be more than you normally made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I go, I feel like I'm in it now, and it's unfolding within the next week, and then it continues to go well, and then as I go into September, it's even better. So it seems like it stays with you, and it increases. So I'm not really worried about my money. It's definitely going to improve.
Mm. I have a stress test scheduled tomorrow at the doctor's office.
Yep.
And I'm a little worried about that too.
I'm feeling good about it, Janae.
Okay.
I believe it's going to go well for you. I'm feeling health wise. I'm trying to zero in on health, and I'm feeling good. I feel like the tests are good. They're okay.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's going to be anything major wrong.
Okay.
Well, what about men coming? Any romances developing? Or I feel like this. I feel like there's going to be a connection with you and the man and work and money, so keep your eyes open for a man with money.
That'd be different, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be nice. It would solve everything.
Yeah, it would.
So, for some reason, and especially with, like, you get a job and then you meet somebody and it's like, wow, and all of a sudden things are getting better.
Huh.
So anything to do with work or looking for work, pay attention to the men around you.
Okay.
And I'll turn you over to Georgette.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Janine.
Thank you, Michael.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Hi, hon. You know, first thing I saw with you... You there?
Oh, boy. All right. That's okay. That's the boss. If anybody heard him, he's the boss. That's the boss. All right. Where am I? Do we have a call? We're going to a call if we have one. If not, I'll keep talking. I'd like to talk about psychic abilities and all different types of things, but readings are good, too. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Tracy.
Tracy?
Yep.
Good. What part of the world, Tracy?
I'm in the UK, East London.
London?
Yep, London.
Wow, good. I think it's my first London call. Very good, Tracy. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
How's the weather in London?
It's actually a very nice day today.
Good, good. You're across the pond.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. This is a thrill. Welcome to the show, and thank you for listening. And Tracy, you heard me reading, so I'll just jump into your reading.
Yep.
Okay. For some reason, they're making me feel like I'm a businesswoman, and I'm all about business, and things are about work and business and career. A lot of activity with this. I feel like you're going to be doing well, or you are doing well, or you're very active and talent with business and finances.
I try to be.
Yeah, and there's going to be, within the next 30 days, there's going to be a lot of financial activity, making money in business. So if you're working on anything special or trying to get anything going for the next 30 days, it looks favorable and successful for you. Anything that you start up, anything that you want to start up, or this is the moon, this is the beginning of that cycle. If you want to ask for a raise, it'd be a good time to. So, and I feel like you continue to climb and expand and be successful in business and work. I'm picking up on a male for some reason. Some issues with a man, but I want to put him to the side because there's other things coming through here. I want to go with, again, I'm hearing good news with business. You need to be alert, I'm hearing, if you're going to sign anything or agree to anything between now and the next 30 days. Read the fine print. Make sure everything is just the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Because it could turn into a blessing or a big mistake, and it's going to be up to you to be alert and make sure it goes exactly the way you expect it to go. So
okay.
Be alert if you're agreeing or signing or finalizing anything. Let me see. Now, I'm going with health issues. I feel like maybe somebody's got some, maybe it's dealing with some health problems or it's an issue. Somebody close to you or is it you or... Tracy, is there anything health-wise going on that I would be...
There has been for a while now.
Yeah, I feel like I've been dealing with... and it's ongoing, and it's absorbing. I feel like it's... But I'm also feeling that I'm hearing good news for that. Good news for the health, I'm hearing with you. Good news for the health. So no matter what it is, I feel like it's... There's going to be some improvement, so... just hold on to that. An increase in energy too, and strength is going to be given. I'm hearing, and also some. I feel justice. Like there might be some things that I need or I'm trying for, and it's in the hands of other people, and they seem to lean in my favor. So it's a request. It's a good time for requests or approving, and a few things that you're hoping for or want. Will come to you, and I'm just hearing justice going to you, justice.
Yeah.
Now, romantically, I feel like it's, let me see. Not much on romance, to be honest with you, other than that I'm kind of, my wheels are spinning in a way. I don't know what way it's going or how it's going to go or... I'm not quite sure.
Kind of an indecision on and off.
With your relationship?
On and off, yeah.
It's on and off. I'm kind of like stuck in a way. My wheels are spinning. I don't know what way it's going to go or how it's going to go or what he wants. And I do feel that sometimes I worry that it's going to end or break up. But then again, I feel like I really don't have to. So I'm kind of up in the air with the relationship and men, other than that, I'm feeling that agreements are going to be reached in relationship, and I'm also feeling that there might have been just a disturbance or an argument. You might have just went through it, or if you find yourself in one, that it'll blow over quickly, and that it'll be peaceful.
That kind of happens every now and again, anyway.
What's that?
I said that kind of happens every now and again anyway.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you just went through one or you just get into one, that it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? So if you see one developing, you just got over one. And I'm hearing agreements and communication. So relationship-wise, I'm feeling improvements too with you. And for some reason, I keep hearing settlements and peace treaties. So... something out there needs to be settled, and probably by September there'll be some settlements and agreements to a few things in your life also. So
that kind of sounds like that for my husband, but that makes sense.
Right. Okay, well, I hope I helped you, Tracy. I'll turn you over to Georgette and see what she's feeling for you.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, Tracy, thank you. It's been a thrill.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi,
the first thing I see with you is changes. I see a lot of new changes coming into your life, and they're for the good. And also, you get a love for animals. I see a lot of animals around you.
I do.
As a matter of fact, I see a cat right by the side of you right now.
Yeah.
All right, well, okay, you know, the love for your animals that you have, there's a big glow there with it. And rest assured, they're being watched, whether they're on the other side or whether they're here. The angels and are taking real good care of them, because I see you surrounded by a lot of animals.
No, that is very bright.
Okay, you know, I also see a smooth Rona coming ahead for you. Like, you've been on an up-and-down pace lately, but I see it all smoothing out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I also see a baby.
I hope not.
Yeah, I'm being shown a baby. Now, this could be something new coming to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be a baby itself. It could be something new coming to you.
Okay.
Because I see and I strongly feel a lot of changes coming to you. And it's going to be very, very happy for you.
Sounds great.
Okay. Are you looking into a change of a job? Because I see a job coming your way.
There was, but I got refused.
Okay, well, I feel, because there's money involved. I see money coming in your direction.
Okay.
I can't give it no specific time level, but I do see you. Your struggling is about over.
Okay.
I see it real clear that the smoother roads are ahead for you, and you're going to be prospering from this.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I'm getting on you right now, honey.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Georgia.
Okay. Tracy, thank you, and tell London about us.
Oh, don't worry, Michael. I will.
I'd appreciate it. Thank
Take
you,
care, guys.
Thank you for calling the show. It was a pleasure.
Bye.
I hope we helped you.
Bye-bye. Yes, you did.
Okay, Tracy. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Georgette, how you doing? You holding up?
Oh, I'm doing good, Mike.
Yeah, you like reading on radio?
It's different, but I'm getting used to it.
It is different. I'm doing a different type of reading, too, and I thought I was the biggest and baddest thing out there. And when I got into this, it was like, whoa, I got a lot to learn. So it is different. So I was enjoying yourself. That's the important part. And we're helping people. Carla, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. This is Janine again. When I called earlier about the time that Georgette was going to talk to me, then we got disconnected.
Okay, so I'll let Georgette go to you now. It's Janine.
Thank you.
Okay, Georgette, take it away.
Okay, hello, Janine. How you doing?
Watch. I am fine.
Sorry, you got disconnected.
Yep. Yeah.
Georgette, watch the clock because we're winding down, so.
Okay, Mike, I am.
Go ahead, Janine. I mean, Georgette.
Okay, Janine, the first thing I see with you is a lot of waves. It's like...
Waves?
Yeah, waves, you know, like ocean waves. Like right now, you're in an up and down state. You know, like when you see the waves of an ocean, like they're so unsettled?
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing with you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, but it will come, it's going to come out favorable.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, well, just ask your angels to guide you to it, and it's going to slow down. I could feel it slowing down.
Okay, that'd be good. It'd be different.
Oh. Talk to your angels.
Okay, I also see that you have a very spiritual gift within you.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my angels are telling me right now that you are. You've got to meditate with this and let it come to you, because there's going to be a lot of spiritual changes coming within you, and it's going to, and your gifts are just going to lighten right up.
Okay.
And I believe that's what's going to slow down this rocky road that you're on right now.
Okay.
Because the only thing you really got to do is have the courage to make the changes and follow through with them. Because your life purpose that I could see is on a spiritual nature.
Okay.
Because I see Archangel Michael with you.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, he's
like
a beautiful one. I love this angel. He's my absolute favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
And Archangel Michael is going to guide you and help you through this path.
Okay.
All right, now, I see marriage.
Oh, my. Mine?
Well, it could be yours or it could be someone else. Okay. They're having a little bit of problems in their marriage. What's got to be done is the angels are telling me they have to let go of the past in order for the problem with the relationship to work out.
Mm-hmm.
The past has just got to be put behind them and say, okay, goodbye, I'm gone, I'm doing this new, fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, honey?
I don't have any kind of romantic interest right now. I can see that I need to let go of my previous marriage and stuff because I still care about him a great deal, but, you know, and I've got to let go of that. And I'm real, I don't know what the word is, I'm real leery of getting into another serious relationship.
Yep. That's probably what Angel is picking up on, Georgette.
That's very possible.
Yeah, the baggage is getting in the way. Okay, so, Jania, we'll leave you with that, and I got to start saying goodbye, so I hope we helped you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And it could be the guy with the money, even. So keep your eyes open.
I love that
Mike,
part.
I did see a new guy coming into her life.
Yeah, I did, too. It came out in the reading, and her money woes were helped by it.
Okay. Exactly, because I see abundance coming around her also.
Sure, I did too. It jumped right out at me.
I pray for abundance all the time of all good things.
Yeah, and Angel Michael came out, so.
Okay.
I like praying to the angels. Mine is Raphael, so.
Uh-huh.
It's good to have an angel to talk to. Okay, Janine, thank you for calling the show.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Take care. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Hey, Georgette, it was a pleasure reading with you.
I had a great time, Mike.
I felt you being out of your own water, but you did great. And you handled it well. I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Once I got over the nervous stages and made sure I had my drink next to me, I was fine.
Yeah, you did great, and I enjoyed it. And it was like a vision come true because, like I said, we talked about this before I even had a radio show. So, get your Addy out there one more time, Angel. Let the people know how they can get a hold of you and how they can find you.
Okay, my website is www.ourspiritualconnections.com and www.angelspiritualparadise.com.
Very good. And your email?
My email is angelbaby2298@yahoo.
Okay.
My web store is www.cafepress.com/angelstreasure.
Okay, fantastic. And like I said, it's been a pleasure, Angel, and I'm available in private. Angel's available in private, and if you want to know more about me, it's www.michaelgoger.com. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's nonstop free psychic readings for the listening audience. Tell your friends about us, folks. BBS Radio, make it your number one internet radio station that you listen to. It's growing leaps and bounds. Find the website, bookmark it, navigate it, and listen to it 24/7, all original programming, all original artists. readings galore. You can get a reading every day if you got it in your toolbar. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the show. Take care, folks. I'll see you next week. Blessings to you all. Georgette, thank you, and blessings to you.
No, thank you, Mike, and blessings back to you.
Okay, and I want to thank the folks at BBS. You guys rock. You're doing a fantastic job, and don't ever stop. You can't stop. It's out of control. BBS Radio. Take care, folks. Goodbye.
And if I'm alone, turn out the light. When you close the door, oh, give.